Ice storms and flooding from New Mexico and Texas to Kansas and Iowa have claimed at least 17 lives over the weekend. In Oklahoma, Governor Mary Fallon has issued a state of emergency for 77 counties in her state. We go now to Gary McManus, climatologist for Oklahoma Climatological Survey, for more. Gary, first, what are the weather conditions in Oklahoma today, and give us an idea of where these events are taking place?
We're thawing out now across the northwestern half of the state, where we had a crippling ice storm, one that we hadn't seen of this magnitude for a few years. At one point, we had over 100,000 power customers without electricity. In the southeastern half of the state, we had widespread flooding with rainfall amounts in the three-day period up to 10 inches in south central Oklahoma. So it was a mixed bag for the state, but certainly not a pleasant last 3 or 4 days for Oklahomans.
And you recently also had several tornadoes in Oklahoma. Is that connected, and is that normal?
We did have 7 tornadoes just about 10 days ago strike the state. In a series of these powerful storm systems that have been coming across from west to east across the southern plains. And then, of course, with this storm that we just had with the ice and the flooding, we've had just about everything we can have in 1 month in Oklahoma.
Well, one more thing to add to that is you had another earthquake today. They're on the rise in your state because of fracking. Is that complicating recovery efforts connected to the storms and the tornadoes?
I don't think so. You know, we've now gotten used to the earthquakes, just like, over a period of time, we got used to ice storms and tornadoes and everything else. Well, now earthquakes are just a part of our everyday lives here. And in fact, probably just helped shake some of the ice off the power lines and things.
Well, climatologists have predicted a particularly wet year across the country because of El Nino. Remind us, what is El Nino and how it relates to climate change, which is, of course, on our minds this week because of the Paris climate talks?
Sure. El Nino is the changing of the temperature patterns and the air patterns down across the equatorial Pacific waters off the west coast of South America. And El Nino has helped us have a very wet year in Oklahoma, and we're expecting that wet weather to continue probably through early next spring.
So in other words, is there a connection between climate change, El Nino, and these ice storms that we're seeing?
Well, we can't really attribute what we saw just recently to climate change. We do know that as the atmosphere warms, we also get more evaporation from the oceans, and we will be able to hold more water vapor. Is it possibly we might get more of these stronger El Niños, like this El Niño is possibly one of the strongest that we've ever seen, very relatable to the 1997-98 Super El Niño. I have seen some research that, we possibly see more of these super type El Niños. But as far as it changing the existence of El Niño and La Niña and that oscillation itself, I don't believe it's supposed to change that. That's a natural variability and a natural varying pattern that's expected to continue.
All right. That's Gary McManus, state climatologist with the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. Gary, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.